You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. As we commemorate the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., let us renew our purpose to serve and further the realization of his dream, which includes love, unity, and action. Here's Erica Campbell with more love right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
What?
This is Dr. Jatan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
What if Martin didn't stand up? What if Rosa didn't sit down? What if Malcolm didn't matter? Where would we be now?
Where
change the world with our love. Change the world with our love, 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 love. Our love can change the world. What if Maya didn't speak out? What if Langston Hughes didn't write it down? What if Josephine Baker didn't dance it out? Tell me, where would we be now? What if Soul Jenner never told the truth? Or Ida B. Wells never printed the news? Harriet never went underground? Where would we be now? We are the ones we've been waiting for. We can change the world. We can change the world with our love. Change the world.
Patrice and Alicia, you and me are the chosen. Right now, this is our moment. We are a people of motion. Our love's gonna change the world.
That was India Irie with What If? And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Joshua 1 and 9 declares, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you, whithersoever thou goest." I implore you this day, don't sit on the sidelines. Fact, you and I, with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, are in the driver's seat of our own lives. We're behind the wheel, and if we're not careful, life will just happen to us and make our decisions for us. After all, the word says that faith without works is dead. I believe that there are some important things that we must do once we are prepared to take charge and get behind the wheel of our lives. If you are ready, truly ready, to do something you have never done, you have to, first and foremost, make up your mind that you are ready to get in the game. You are ready to pursue your purpose, your dream, the vision God gave you. You are ready to do some changing. You must make up your mind and say you're ready. Next, your voice needs to be the loudest voice of all that you hear. After the voice of the Holy Spirit, of course. Some people in your life may voice their opinions, but honestly, no one knows your dreams or your heart or what you really want except you and God. No one else can read your mind but you. Also, you must let go of unrealistic expectations. Nothing will be perfect. This is a time to say progression over perfection. You will not be perfect or even that great at the start. And that's okay. You are learning, practicing, and getting better every day. Next, understand why you've been avoiding the things you're putting off. Is it a fear that you can't do it? Is it a fear of embarrassment? Is it a fear of what others will say or think? Is it not a belief in yourself? Identify and understand why you're avoiding it. Introspection is key. And last, just do it. Get busy and start doing it. Get into the driver's seat and take control. Decide what you want to do and just do it, plain and simple. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain on tables in the book of Habakkuk. Just do it. Quit waiting for life to happen and let it pass you by. Now is the time. Now is the season to be bold and very courageous. So get off the bench and stop sitting on the sidelines. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tuned in. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Intentionally You is the theme for the month of January. Deanne and I want to help you to become healthily deliberate in every area of your lives all month long. We hope that you will be richly empowered to do what you have been commissioned to do in life with purpose on purpose. Here's Sunday by Corinne Hawthorne and Rise Up by Andra Day, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Monday, new week, same stuff. Gotta work, I don't wanna wake up. Broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up, in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. For that we have each other, yeah.
clavier, I will rise a thousand times again, and we'll rise up.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
This is your Renewed Heart segment. He's changing my name. Revelation 2:17 says, everyone who has ears should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. I will give the hidden manna to everyone who wins the victory. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it. No one knows this new name except the one who receives it. So ironically, or should I say spiritually, this past week, my family's Bible study talked briefly about Saul, and we explained to the children, we kind of talked to them about Saul's name change to Paul and just everything that that meant. Like, just it was really an amazing experience because we talked about how God just changed his whole life, like just instantly. And so our pastor this morning at church also talked briefly about name changing, and he came from Revelation 2:17, and this scripture is so significant because I know sometimes we get so caught up and used to these things here on earth, these carnal things, and we think that our names now mean something. Oh yeah, they're great. You know, honestly, I named my kids because I thought they were biblical names, and I like those names, and I was doing it to honor the Lord's word. And my name, you know, honestly, it took me a while to get used to my first name, y'all. My first name, I'm named after my daddy, and I love him so much. And I tell you, knowing the meaning behind my name, it makes me appreciate it a lot more. But growing up, I had to be honest, I didn't really care for it. Well, because it's a boy's name, or at least it went through a change from girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, whatever. But to know that even that name will be changed. Once we reach our heavenly home, God is going to give us a new name. So don't get wrapped up in these things around you. Don't get wrapped up in thinking that you got to impress somebody with your name, your status, your PhD, your this, your that, your last name, who you're married to, da da da. Because all of that will change. All of it's going to change for God's glory. You understand? Don't get caught up here on earth. We have a home not made with man's hands. And God is, he didn't only give Saul a new name. He didn't only give Abram a new name. He didn't only give Jacob a new name. He didn't only give Sarai a new name. He is going to give you a new name too. Just wait for it, okay? Just keep him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Trust me, you want a new name. You want that new name. You want his new name. And not only is he going to give you a new name that nobody else knows, he's going to give you his name. You are his. I love you. This is your Renewed Heart segment.
Oh! All right, company. We're going to set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah! Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all, tell the story.
My words have power to defeat the enemy.
Go on and speak it.
I have been given the authority.
Everybody, come on, put your hands together like this. Yeah. All right, Karen, you got it.
Each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory.
Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done,
every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Your girl Allison Ray Lawson, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Karen Clark Sheard featuring Donald Lawrence and Company with My Words Have Power and Glory by Common and John Legend. It is time for the Live Smart segment right here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to make your voice count. Psalm 133:1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." As we commemorate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., I feel compelled to encourage all of us to rise above our differences. Even if we don't agree, we can disagree agreeably and treat each other with common decency and respect. Now, it is unfortunate in the United States that the right to vote is being challenged through egregious laws being passed to disenfranchise various communities of people. It is up to all of us to make our voices heard. Too many people fought and died for the right to vote. No matter how you vote, please recognize that democracy is at stake. Be inspired by the work and legacy of Dr. King and contact your representatives in Congress to save democracy by passing legislation that makes voting easier, not harder for all people. Let us be guilty of being action-oriented on this Martin Luther King holiday. That's our Live Smart segment.
Truth no more. What's up, everybody? My name is Dr. Salisha, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
There's nothing that you can't do. Gotta be driven, motivated to stir up the gift that God has placed in you. Hold on. The future's looking bright for you.
No matter how hard it seems.
No matter how hard it seems. There's nothing that you can't do. Don't be discouraged by the trials you face. 'Cause your beautiful mind would be a terrible thing to waste. Hold on, hold on. The future's looking bright for you.
Negative things in your life can make you think that your dreams are impossible. You'll never be able to overcome them. You have to deal with all kinds of things. Today, your past, regrets, all those things. You're even dealing with drugs, alcohol, maybe teenage pregnancy, peer pressure, violence. I don't know. You may be dealing with the thoughts of suicide, but I want to tell you something. If you don't believe in yourself, who else will? God has a plan for you.
By Virtue and Hold On by Yolanda Adams. and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Dee and Lax.
Hello, Fearless Families. I'm so glad to be with you this evening. So tonight we're coming from Deuteronomy 11, 18 through 21. Remember my words in your hearts and souls. Write them down and tie them to your hands as a sign. Tie them on your foreheads to remind you. Teach them well to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and walk along the road. Talk about them when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on your doors and gates. Then both you and your children will live a long time in the land, This is the land the Lord promised your ancestors. You will live there for as long as the skies are above the earth. So tonight we're going to talk about not so much space. So I've been noticing that my little daughter, who you all have heard on the show, she's been wanting more of my time, and I appreciate that. You know, we kind of go through ebbs and flows of that. A lot of times she's on the iPad or she's doing work, which, oh my gosh, look, schools, hey, all this work. We parents, we just want to kind of enjoy our kids sometimes. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. So she wants to write books like I did. By the way, I got Esther the Queen of Peace. It's out now. Go to rearingroyalty.com. But she wants to write books. She wants to do shows. She wants to do things, bake. She wants to do things that she sees mommy doing. And I know we've talked about this before, about being a good example to our kids. But it's so important now, especially because we're in the middle of this pandemic still. And we really don't know how our kids are feeling. I mean, we can ask them how they feel. But sometimes we don't even understand what we're feeling or how we're feeling. So those bonding moments, spend time with your kids, spend time with children or teenagers as much as you can, because they need to be able to relate and to feel comfortable and to understand what's going on with them. Spend time in the Word of God. I love this time of year because we usually take a Bible study, and right now we're doing Experiencing God as a Family. And I really like this time. And we always say we need to do this all year. And we really do this year. I can't play with this, y'all. But I love this time because we get a chance to kind of bond and to get to know God closer and understand His word closer as a family. But our kids are relying to us for so much, for influence, for examples, to basically tell them what to do, how to live life. So that time, I know we're busy. You know, even now I'm doing the show, but I got to get back to my kids. I got to get back to my family because they need me, and they're looking for me to be who they need me to be. And I'm looking to God to help me to be who I need to be because, y'all, it can get real. You know, sometimes I don't know who I need to be. Who am I? But, you know, we got to not give the kids so much space. We got to crowd in on their time sometimes, because sometimes too much space will allow their minds to wander into places or allow them to do things that they have no idea of what that space looks like, what they should be doing. And that's where we swoop in and we say, this is where you go. And we look to God for those answers. All right. So, Fearless Families, keep checking us out. I've been doing these videos lately, y'all. I'm truly taking a step out on faith. I pray y'all watch the videos on Rearing Royalty. I do them on TikTok, and I say, you know what? If it's only ministering to me, I'm going to be obedient to God and allow it to minister to me. But I hope that you all are watching Rearing Royalty on Instagram, Rearing Royalty on TikTok, on Facebook. I do it in my stories. So I hope that you really, I'm not going to even say enjoy, because that's not what it's about. I hope you, I hope that you get something out of what God is trying to work through me. Lord, help, 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 help. Also, Rearing Royalty, we got a new clothing store. It is a faith-based kids clothing store, so check it out. I hope you all can find something there for your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, friends, godchildren, whoever in your life. All right, they're faith-based clothes. Y'all know we need to send these kids to school in some shirts to talk about the word Lord, yes, or just out to play, because we got a lot of things to battle up against. But I pray for y'all. I pray for your healthy and your, I mean, for your health and your safety and your well-being. And you all have a great evening. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Deanne, for this week's Fearless Family segment. It was awesome. And I hope you guys really paid attention to what she said on this evening. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, we have reached the end of our show, Joy Seekers. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are becoming or being intentionally you. Let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Don't Sit on the Sidelines. Our Renewed Heart segment was He's Changing My Name. Our Live Smart segment was Make Your Voice Count. Our Fearless Family segment was Not So Much Space. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all things. We thank you for this time and this season. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to bless us, bless our efforts, bless all of the things that you've put our hands to. Thank you for visions and dreams. And then, God, we thank you for unity. Thank you for the spirit of unity. We ask you, oh God, in Jesus' name, to continue to bring us together. We ask you, Lord God, to cover us as we go about our week on this week. We love you, we praise you, and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with a very thought-provoking quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Bishop Marvin Sapp with the Hymns Medley.
I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless us now, my Savior. I come to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, bless His holy name. 'Cause can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Whoa, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, my friend. I feel right, church, and y'all better pray with me. I said He picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day He picked me up and turned me around. I said, He's my friend. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I promise y'all I'm gonna sing some more of this stuff in a minute. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow, for it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength. From day, my God, today, it will never, ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. Never lose its power, wonder-working power in the blood. I'm gonna leave y'all in a minute. Of the Lamb, oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church, that's all. I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all came to church. Touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. Neighbor! There's still power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him, that's all. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder, is there anybody in this house other than me that can make that declaration right now? Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love him. Yeah, Lord. I'm trying to get past all this, but I wonder, is there anybody other than me that got a reason to shout? Just touch somebody and say, this ain't no show, this ain't no show. Let me tell you right now, ain't none of this stuff even gonna be on the record. Touch somebody and say, this ain't no show, this ain't a show. But because he's brought me out of some stuff, I got a right and a reason to give God some glory.
Adrenaline junkie, have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens? Oh. Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets, or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Times are different today. Things are happening that have never happened before in the history of our world. And out of all the chaos that we're seeing and that we're experiencing, we need the word of God like never before. We need the word of God like we've never needed the word of God before. And I'm asking you to come grow with us in the soil, to receive good sound, biblical teachings that answer and speak to where we are on today. This is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it the Soil Church. And I want to see you come grow with us in the soil. You can follow us on Facebook at Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, we'll be right here on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord Station, 10 a.m. every Sunday. And you can follow us there. But you have many multiple ways to follow us to grow with us in the soil. So come join me. And allow God to speak to your spirit so that we can understand what God needs for us to do in such a time as this. So again, come join me, Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And I'm looking for you to not meet me there, but beat me there as we grow in the soil of the love of God. Don't meet me there, beat me there.
We
all know that having the newest styles and latest merchandise is an important part of your day. That's why you must check out the new online store for We Talk Radio Network. From the best quality t-shirts and hoodies to leggings and oversized blankets, we've got you covered. We even have merch for all the youth. Check us out at wetalkradio.com/shop. And while you're there, pick up an advertising package for your business or your next big project. We can customize a marketing package just for you to get your business in front of your neighbors. Go to wetalkradio.com/shop and shop.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.